Devops.net. Today I want to go over some of the calls I'm making on this Bitcoin thing via Binance. Just so you know, I put up two videos earlier today, one called Advantages of API over Binance Mobile or Desktop Apps. That's on the YouTube Quant Labs channel. Also, I've got another app, another video called New Binance Mobile iPhone App with Options Trading. So that's a big deal, but it can only be done through options trading through the mobile app. Okay, so let's get in with some of the movers. I've got a script that can generate hourly movers, so it's sorted by that. So these are the movers right now based upon hourly changes. So you can see here we've got daily as well as 30-day changes and so on. So what we can see here, if you are going to follow my concept of hodling, this alone is probably worth it, because you can see here some of the movers that we've got here. So we've got some unknown ones: XSR, GTO, Kcash, Yi, AR, DEP. So these are the names. So the one that comes to mind right now that I mentioned that I'll talk about is VET, which is VeChain. So that's moved over last hour 0.73. Doge is up as well, 0.31. So if I can get that properly, 0.5%, as well as VET is up 0.73. This other one, Algo, is an interesting one as well. There's a lot of push on that from Binance, 0.37, and then for the day, 0.497. Qtum was up as well. This one was up, Tron, up 2.34 plus 0.32. So that's the hourly movements, okay? So right now, everything's settled down in terms of the coins. But from a hodling point of view, this is what we've got. All right, so if you went to that article, this one on my blog called Man Has Cryptocurrency Been Crushing It in the Last 7 Days, you've got here 5 Instagram posts about what was moving, what looks good. So let's go over to what's according to TradingView. A couple things here you'll see here. Bitcoin's the one to really get in now. It has reached the 10,000 point here. Some of my charts did show that. So this is an intraday chart. You can see here we've got a very strong buy. So that is the spark that everyone's been looking for of the classic entry. It has moved up since yesterday. Yeah, so today's the 23rd, 4:38 p.m. So this right here is your point where everything moved up. It's establishing a pretty good base on Bitcoin. So if you have been watching when to get in, now is the time. All right, so I've done a typical scan on the overall crypto space looking for harmonics, Bitcoin Cash, No, CBC. These are ones I've been looking at for the last few days. This one's pretty interesting. So we got an excellent, moved up a little bit, but historically on a daily basis, it's kind of not gone anywhere. But if you looked at, let's say on an hourly basis, you can see it just suddenly shot up. And funny enough, my Word documents caught that, but I didn't really pay attention to it. Another one of interest was XMR, so I'll try to show that in a minute. And that was an over 2% move. Ethereum Classic here. So these harmonics cannot be totally relied on. I did check Ethereum, so it looks like Ethereum is not as strong, but it did move up a little bit with the Japanese yen. So let me just see if we can still see. So we have some of these other smaller coins. PTOY, I've never heard of. Can you tell me this one probably did okay? Yeah, she's got a pretty good target there. Steam, there's a lot of these here. Another one that I've been watching is XLM, Stellar, that seems to have a target here. Tron's another one. And they're still excellent. But you can see the number of excellent scores here. So it's quite a few. Waves we've been looking at. The Zcash probably moved quite a bit, actually. Yeah, look at that. That's a big move. I think there's a reason for it, because when you look at that, Dash moved as well. Okay, so that's another private coin. So something in the news moved that market. So you got Dash, big move there. You've got Zcash. Let me just pull up Zcash Europe. Another big move here on Zcash. Look at that, that's a huge move. But Bitcoin's the one we need to watch out on. So let's do the hourly here. Expand that. So you can see here, it did break through. My chart did show it at 10,000, but it's approaching 10,000. So even from yesterday, the rise price from, let's say, a low of 90, well, let's say 9,200, 9,284, up to about here, which is at 9,680. So I think over the next day, we could expect Bitcoin to move up. So what we have here is we've got Zcash is an interesting one that did move up. And I'm going to keep my eyes out on that. The other one that is interesting, that private coin, as I've mentioned before, is XMR. And again, a lot of these coins I'm not a big fan of because they're just so volatile, but there must be something fundamentally going on in the markets. Let's see, here's Monero we're looking for. So let's say Monero, Bitcoin, Monero. Let's just say Polynex. Alright, so here's the chart for that. This was the biggest mover that I've seen when I looked at my crypto compare. So I have various holdings and different coins. And this was apparently from that was the biggest mover. Don't know what's going on there. I guess maybe I need a better data source. XMR, BTC, let's just say that, okay. So I'll use Kraken. So we want to look at, I'm going to say 1 hour. Hopefully this will load up properly. But Zcash, that's a big move. So a lot of the private coins are definitely on the move, but you can see here the pattern is either it stabilizes or moves down. This is one of the big reasons, the unpredictability of these private coins. But Dash has been clobbered pretty hard. You can see here it's gone from, let's see here, we got services, 0.0065 to 0.0695. So that's probably roughly 5-10% move. So we'll leave it at that. Okay, so that's enough of the world of MotorWave. So let's check out what can we put money in right now using this spreadsheet. Among volume is one of the biggest factors that we have for these kind of calls. So let's do the 7-day percent price change. So am I good with that, right? Okay. Don't think I did. Okay. So I'll do a sort. And I will do sort by. Okay. Okay. So data sort. Okay, so we want percent 7 day largest to smallest. Okay, so let's look at for the major ones that are moving here. The last week, so we still have link. Chainlink is doing fairly well. What's it moving at? So that's up 20%. Wow. Ontology, they're saying, was moving up. I haven't noticed that. So that's up 15%. BAT is another one. Up 15.3%. Here's Zcash. Up 12%. You can see here, 365 day change, down 47%. 30 day change, 26%. So Zcash has got quite a bit of momentum behind it. Theta is another one that has been moving pretty good. Check this out. Okay, so it's moved 10% in the last week, 96% over the last year, but it's down 21%. So you can see how tough that is. What else have we got here? Some of these other ones. Qtum's another one. Let's see here. 7 day change, 6.82%. Wow. It's gone up. 6.82 for the week. So this is a very powerful spreadsheet. Now, let's talk about the ones that I was predicting that came up last night. So I wanted to show the difference between Bitcoin and Ethereum. So from a portfolio optimization, obviously you want to put a larger percent of your capital in a Bitcoin because it has better performance than right now with Ethereum. So that's a pretty well dead giveaway. Cardano has been doing okay. That's an intraday change. Let me just see here what we've got over the 5 day. It doesn't look too bad. So it's up from 0.78 to 0.84, 0.82, so it's moved a little bit. Another one, VET was the top one so far, so let me do the 5 day. So that's moved nice. So why is it 5 day not getting updated here? Here we go. So from June 20th all the way from 0.81 to about 0.89, so that's close to a 10% move. And then we have Stellar, which has done pretty well too. 5 day view. This is why I like HODL, but these kind of price changes is what scares me. It's not a natural move up. So I'm not sure if this is manipulated. You would think it is, and this is on Bittrex, so that's moving from 0.68 up until 0.71, 5% move, I guess. That's on the last day. So I think these are the ones I'd probably go with. I'd have to figure out what my scripts tell me. So let me just see if I have those available. I generated them, 4 hours ago. 3 hours ago. So let's just open those up. So again, we are dealing with HODLing. So always remember the reason why I brought up the prior videos is if you are like myself, obviously using API is helpful for the data for Binance, but to do the execution, it looks like once I can synchronize the account, to get it working and verify properly on the mobile app, I'll definitely use the mobile app for buying. And you can also put in more order types with the mobile app versus the desktop app. So both these videos will cover that. Okay, so as this loads up, what else can I tell you in the meantime? So these are the ones that got came up. Now, if I had done another video, this is still relatively okay to work with because it's only 3 hours old. So hopefully I can show you what I sort of ignored from last night, but it seemed to say the top ones were kind of right from these picks in this report. I'll show you those. So, as I said, what we can look at is Zcash wasn't mentioned, but XMR was, which kind of surprised me, but let me just show you that chart. So again, I'm going to load up the chart for XMR. This time I'm going to use USDT. Okay. So what exchange do I want? Bitfinex, I guess. Again, this is just for data. So if I'm going to choose the hourly, let's see if this pulls up. So this was the top pick out of the majors coins out there. So just trying to see what's going on with the actual performance. So here we have Zcash, as I said, had moved. So that is down 0.99%. So that's a big drop, but let me just see what the data says. So here's XMR for June 20th, price at $64, let's say, up to 67. So, you know, that's almost a 10% rise. It's my report's done. Just got to release some memory here. Okay. What I should do is, you know what, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll probably get what I need out of here. So, let me just kill that. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll do a search for XMR. I know it's in there. I'm going to do this. Okay, so what I'll do is just sort by 24 hours or one day. That's just the smallest. So here, let's look at what our top performers were for the last day. So Chainlink, as we said, was up there. Ontology, Zcash, so that was up 2%. Bitcoin was up 0.72. So it looks like, I wish I could get those reports running. I can't, you know, can't do that. But anyways, I got enough information here to work from. But what I will be doing is putting these calls out to my analytics section. So let me just go through if you are wanting to learn more on how to do this stuff. So first of all, just go to the quantlabs.net. That will take you to the get the books, just two books actually. Trade Like a Boss and Algo Trading Secrets. I also have available on my quantlabs.shop, if you want to learn the DVD or the web edition for $20, you can get that here at quantlabs.shop as well. And lastly, if you go into my e-learn section, and you want to learn, have the kind of same bots that I've got to write these type of scripts, which are really helpful. Let's pull that up. So we have here on the quantlabs.net/blog, we have an e-learn section. In there, we've got all the different services in this course right here. Python 3, by now, that'll get you up and running fairly quickly. So those are the other options that I've got available for those that would be interested in this. But thanks for watching. Have yourselves a good day.